Hello, and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips. Tip number 15, Apple VIS. Hello, and welcome to today's tip. Today, I would like to demonstrate a website that is fast proving to be invaluable to me as a new user of Apple products. It is called Apple VIS. It was created by a member of the VIPhone Google user group. We all thought, members of this group, that it would be very beneficial to have a website specifically dedicated to using iPhone, iPad, iPod touches, those kinds of things, that had VoiceOver already installed on them. So about a week ago, maybe a little less, someone very generously donated his time and effort to producing a website for this purpose. You can even submit your own tips, tricks, applications, etc., not the actual applications, but your views on actual applications, to the website yourself, and add to the information that is already there. At this point, the information is, considering the site has only been up for a week, fairly extensive. I will demonstrate what is on that website really quickly for you. Okay, I'm going to open my browser of choice, and it'll take a second to load.
App start arrow. Alert, WebVisum is now enabled.
Yeah, okay.
Land.
Okay, I am going to type in Apple VIS. It's all one word, no dashes, spaces, underscores, or anything like that. .com.
Change background image link. 96%. Welcome to Apple Vis Mozilla Firefox. Welcome to Apple Vis list 100%. 6 landmarks, 2 headings, and 37 links. Welcome to Apple Vis same page link. Skip the main content. Complimentary landmark list of 2 items. Link login. Link register list and banner landmark visited. Link graphic Apple Vis logo iPhone, iPad, and Apple Vis.
It goes on and on. Now, one thing that I'm not too crazy about with his website, and it has been reported, and I think the developer is considering changing his mind about this, is that it is set up exclusively, almost exclusively, for quick navigation by landmarks. And I don't think all screen readers support landmarks yet, and I barely even know that the shortcut key for landmarks in JAWS is semicolon. I had to think about that a second. I am so used to navigating with headings, with H, and pulling up a list of headings, that landmarks aren't coming that easily to me. Plus, I don't think all screen readers support them yet fully. But I could be wrong about that, but we've kind of communicated that we like the landmarks, but we'd also like more headings. So let's see what the headings are on this page, because
top.
That's where I always go.
Land.
Now, I'm at the top of the page, control home, and I'm going to hit H.
Welcome to Apple Vis heading level 1.
That is a heading.
The most recent additions and updates are shown below. Heading level 2. Wrapping the top. Welcome to Apple.
That's it for the headings. And then the most recent additions and updates are shown below, and that's pretty much it. Now, what about the landmarks?
Content info landmark.
There's a content info landmark.
Wrapping the top. Complimentary landmark.
Okay.
List of 2 item complimentary landmark.
I'm not that good with landmarks
yet. List of
link
login, link register.
Okay, so what I'm going to do now...
Visited link, banner landmark.
Seems like some of them I can get to with a semicolon and some of them I can't, so I'm not really sure about the JAWS shortcuts for navigating by landmark, but you can navigate very easily by links. So let's pull up a list of links. You can do this, of course, by tabbing. So it's very navigable by links, which is absolutely fantastic, because that is down to the fundamentals right there. If you can't navigate links on web pages, you're pretty much, well, screwed. Okay, so you've got this list of links here, and you can do some of the following.
Login. Skip the main content.
You can do that.
Login. Register. ApplePlus logo. App directory.
It's got a logo. Oh, how cool.
Guides.
Guides.
News.
News.
Forum. Links. Submit information. Postcards UK only.
Not exactly sure about postcards.
ApplePlus editors. Camera Plus. ApplePlus moderators needed. 8 colors. Micro reviews, anonymous posting, posting guidelines, jailbreak apps, problems with Twitter.
And I think that's going into the most recent updates.
It
gives you forum updates in the forums.
Camera Plus, ApplePlus editors, postcards UK only. Move at cancel button. Welcome to Apple.
Okay, so I'm going
to
go back up.
Skip the main.
I'm going to just keep hitting tab.
Login link.
Login.
Register link.
Register.
ApplePlus logo visited link graphic.
So if you register, you don't have to be registered or be a content submitter or anything like that to take advantage of the information here. I'm not registered or logged in.
Search the site. Edit. Enter the terms.
I can search the site.
Search button. App directory visited link.
And I can go into the app directory. Let's just try that as an example of what's
81%.
Here. But there are forums that you can, if you register and log in, you can post to. and other things that you can't take advantage of, but this is one thing that you can
App directory, heading level 1.
Take advantage of right now.
Browse by section, heading level 2.
Now this has some headings. Browse by section.
Latest entries, heading level 2.
Now that's another heading. Yay, latest entries.
Wrapping the top, App directory.
And you can browse by section.
Books 2 visited link. Business 1 visited link. Education 2 visited link.
And you can tell I visited these.
Entertainment 0 link. Finance 0 link. Game 6 visited link. Health and Fitness 5 visited link. Lifestyle 4 visited link. Medical 0 link. Music 13 visited link. Navigation 2 link. News 6 link. Photography 1 link. Productivity 5 visited link. Reference 1 visited link. Social networking 8 visited link. Sports 1 link. Travel 1 link. Utilities 2 visited link. Weather 1 visited link. Postcards UK only link. Category.
So that postcards UK only that we heard last on the last page was an app.
Link travel. Author. Jam app name. Author. Janner post date. Thursday 5 August 2010.
So what does it give us?
App directory, heading level 1.
When we look into each individual app, let's just use that postcards.
Browse by section. Latest entries, heading level 1.
Postcards,
heading level
as an 2,
example. Latest app name. Link postcards UK only. Category, link travel. Author, app name. Author, Janner post date, Thursday 5 August 2010.
Now, I will point out that the author in this case is not the developer, but the author of the post, the person who submitted the review of the application.
App name, link camera plus. App author, link
and then
category.
That's another.
Link postcards UK.
Camera. So, the Camera Plus was another one that was just added.
App name, link postcards UK only.
So, let's go into one of the apps and look at the review. And this is the postcards app.
100%. Postcards UK only. Apple Vis Mozilla Firefox. Main landmark, heading level 1. Postcard. Postcards is a free application with which any image can be instantly made into a postcard, printed and posted. Depending on the postage you want, you can send second class for 99p or £1.49, and it will go first class. All cards sent to international recipients are £1.49. The version 1.05 compatibility. iPhone accessibility information. Accessibility information. Accessibility comments. There are some apps that you approach with very low expectations in terms of accessibility. This was most certainly one of those. However, I was pleasantly surprised, as it is a fairly easy app to navigate and use. The only problem is after you have taken or selected a photo to use on the front of the postcard, the next stage is to type the text you wish to...
Okay, so that talks about accessibility. So basically, in a review, you can submit a review with a brief description and comments on the accessibility of the app.
Version 1.0.
And what version it is, etc. So that's just the basics of what's on the Apple VIS website. And for only being up for a week, it's very, very good. And not very extensive yet, but they're adding content all the time. And what makes it great is you can submit your own app reviews and post to the forums and do all sorts of things to make the site better and richer. If you want to subscribe to the VIPhone users group, which is mostly the members of the site pretty much are members of that group at the moment, because that's where the idea originated. If you want to subscribe to the group, you can go to VIPhone-subscribe at googlegroups.com. You can send an email there with the word subscribe in the subject line and subscribe. You do not have to be a member of the group to visit the website, like I just stated, and take advantage of it. So have fun with the group, the website, or both. And getting to the website and navigating around is simple as that. Thank you very much for listening. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.